Mm-hmm.
So all the guys in Shaw standing with him.
Nobody told me that the clock changed. I was breaking my tikkun earlier, ran out of Shaw.
You didn't know that the clock had changed?
I knew, but it...
Shalom Aleichem and Yisroel. We're recording this greeting. Say hello, how's it?
Well, Hashem.
And you?
Good, welcome to Yisroel.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, guys, now Yisroel is with us. We can really get some serious learning done here. Okay. Now we're on the same time you are.
Yeah. Real time.
That's right.
Real time.
Real time. Right. Okay. I'm assuming that not everybody knew we were supposed to start on time. Today's daf is daf Kof Tes. We're holding by the Mishnah. We're not holding by the Mishnah, but what the heck. We were holding by the two dots. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so holding by the two dots on Kof Tes, about a fifth of the way down there. Yorgu Gishamim. So the Mishnah says that the shiur of the moment that you're allowed to leave the sukkah, if it's raining, according to Ron, remember, he was medayik, and this is dafka to leave. If you're already sitting in the sukkah, then it shouldn't be near a kibayit b'sukkasay, but lamaisa, halach lamaisa, we view this as a shiur even in terms of knisa. So yodu gishamim, tanam misha tisrach ha-mikvasha grisin. There are different types of cereals. Some types will get easily ruined. Some types won't get ruined until you add a lot of water. Grisim are very easily disturbed. So even a little bit of rain will ruin it. And that's enough of a shear, even though that's not what you're eating, obviously, or even if you're not eating, that's the shear of rain coming into a sukkah that is disturbing that allows it to leave. By avikas of kamei Rav Yosef v'tal alta. Nabaya was sitting together with Rabbi Yosef in his sukkah, noshav zika, v'kamaisa tzivuta. It started up a wind, and all out of the skach fell a lot of little pieces of leaves and so on and so forth. And it was very disturbing. Omla Rabbi Yosef, panolimani miyacha. Get my stuff out of here, I'm leaving. Omla Abaya, bye. Hold on, it's not ad kedei kach. On my lane, maybe not for you, but given the anina dati, look, I'm a very delicate person. I mean, this really disturbs me. To me, it's the equivalent of any other mitzvah, and I can't take it, and I'm leaving. Tana rabbanan hayochel besukah v'yardu gishamim v'yarad ein matrechinot olalot ad shigmor sevedato. Someone who had been eating, and it started to rain. Because of that, he had to leave his sukkah. We use the lashon of yarad, not because of the yarida and the darg of kedusha, but because normally the sukkah was on the roof. So when you leave your sukkah, you're going downstairs. And you're oila l'sukase. But it's a more prosaic. It's not Rashi explains it all the time. It's more prosaic than the union of aliyah l'aretz Yisrael. It's kaveya mikol ha'arot says it was simply the derek to make a sukkah l'mala. So he finished now. He got left his sukkah. He already went down and started to eat downstairs. Then the Gishamim stopped. In Matrechnot Alalot, he doesn't have to go back in the middle now of his Suda, because that too is a getter of Teshuva Kein Taduru. So it's not the norm to break in the middle of the Suda, go somewhere else. So you decide to eat. Once you started eating, you eat. In which case, this becomes now the derech of the yeshiva in the sukkah. The same thing is true. If a person was sleeping in a sukkah, it started to rain. So there too, if he leaves his sukkah, it now rains, so he goes downstairs to sleep. You don't bother him to go back up to the sukkah until, now here's the question, is that sheye'or or is that sheye'or? Which, in other words, does it mean Sheye'or with a light, or Sheye'or that he is mit'orer, that he gets up? I mean, it could mean it's not clear how it's supposed to be written. Ad Sheye'or or Ad Sheye'or. Tashma, And bring a raya from the Mishnah. So in other words, there's two ways of understanding it. Either the first moment he wakes up, at that point he has to go up, maybe it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but he woke up, whatever. He now should run up to the sukkah. Or, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't feel like getting up out of bed. Wait until it gets light. When it gets light already, he's saying he's high enough to go to the sukkah. Tashma comes along the bright and clarifies that actually the ambivalence was meant to be double meaning. Achiye or v'ya'aleh amud ha'shachar. Let's understand what does that mean. Achiye v'ya'aleh amud ha'shachar. If it means literally the way it's written with an olive, so then it doesn't make any sense. Tartei, we can't say two things that are contradictory. Because in the context of aliyat amud ha'shachar, ye'or would have to mean it's bright light. So, I mean, is it amud ha'shachar or is it bright light? I mean, which one? You can't say two contradictory statements. Certainly, if it means the same thing, it's simply repetitious. I mean, that's good. For sure, it has to be that. Ela ema achiyor v'yalu amud ha'shachar. So, it's basically, you need two things. That he should wake up. I'm not going to wake him up to go up to his sukkah because now it's light. We'll wait until he wakes up. But if he wakes up and it's still dark, he also will not matrich not lalo. So, mamela, both meanings are correct. He has to be awake and it has to be light. Mashal amado vardomet. So now the Mishnah says that if it rains during the chag, so it's a mashal to a eved shabalim zo kosel rabo v'shafach lo kiton al panav. But it's not clear who was shafach. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Mi shafach lemi. We're talking about that the eved, instead of bringing his rav a correctly balanced cup of coffee, ends up spilling out a whole cup. Oh, pitcher over his head. So that's one heck of an evet. Or does it mean the evet came properly to bring kos l'rabba and the rav, to indicate his disapproval of the evet, takes it, pours it over his head. So there's two different ways. Either way, obviously, it's zimun klola. But the question is the problem over here that Klal Yisrael ends up, although they intend, so they think, that they're doing aveda nechena, they're actually, it's the equivalent of pouring out a pitcher of water over the head of the other, which is a rather remarkable way of, I mean, you can imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeling that way with a lot of the things we do. But, you know, we sort of go overboard a little bit sometimes. What are you doing here? This is what I asked you for. This is mi bikesh, is mi etchem. It's not what I asked for. So in other words, it's a simen. The marshal is a simen to the avodah ha-mekukelet, or is the marshal a simen to the klol?
But the nimshal is the rain.
No, not necessarily. The nimshal could be, this is an indication that this is what your Aveda is like. So in other words, you got the rain over your head because that's what you're doing to me all the time. I ask you to do a mitzvah instead of doing the mitzvah. You throw things at me, pour things at me. I told you, throw blood up in the sky. There's no understanding of what you're supposed to be doing. You're acting like a bunch of idiots. You think that I'm a circus producer over here putting you through your hoops, and that's what a mitzvah means. So that means that the Geshamim is a simen to this, to the way that you're Oved. Or is the marshal to the Geshamim. But either way, it's obviously a simen klala. What does the Mishnah mean? Is it the Yeshivas HaSukkah? The way in which we Yoshev B'toch HaSukkah is like pouring over the water? Or is it the Geshamim? Which was the simple way that we took it when we read it. Says the Yomara Tashma, clearly from the Braita we see exactly what it's referring to. The Simen to the Geshamim, the Tanya Shafachlo Rabo Kitona Panav. It's as if the Yodan had poured out the pitcher over his face. The Yomarlo Efshi Bishimusha. No interest in your Aveda. Once we're talking about Simonim already, here we have a simon, a natural simon. It's raining. The rain is part of the Seder of nature. It doesn't. We're taking it awfully personally. We go to the sukkah, it rains. Okay, it rains. It's time for rain. We take it very personally. Amazingly, we do the same thing even with things that are 100% predictable. So you have an eclipse of the sun, an eclipse of the moon. We take it personally. Why? Because the eclipse are by definition part of the Seder HaZamanim. How do we define time? We define time with the sun and the moon. As a matter of fact, that's the primary reason for the sun and the moon. And Bereshit says, and it's also good, Lohayim. It's nice to use them for lighting things up. But Lamaisa, we view them as the Moadim, the Shanim. These are the way in which we count our years, our times. So as anything else that occurs in Zman, any other Moed, so we have our Pesach as Zman Terusenu, we have our Likui Chamar and our Likui Levana, which is an indication of Zmanim of Din. And therefore, we view it as expressing something that's going on in the world. This is Lamaisa, the way most learn. There is a Ritvaz who learns that the Gemara that refers to the Likuyim over there is referring to Likuyim that are not part of the normal Seder of eclipses. That is, that any predictable eclipse is something that we certainly wouldn't take as a simon, and that these are like events that are supernatural as far as we're concerned. They would not seem to be part of our predictions, and therefore we view them as Zman. But then most learn that it's just a Seder Hazman. So Tanur Rabbanan, Zman Shachamaloka, Simenra Lekol Olam Kulo. If there's an eclipse of the sun, so then this is a bad sign for the entire world. Mashal Amad Davar Domeh, Melech Basav Adam Shasasu Udala Avadav. No. This is similar to a Melech Basav Adam who makes a Su'udah. He goes ahead and he puts up the beautiful lights. When he's sick and tired of them, turn off the lights, get them out of here. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns off the sun, so to speak, in order to indicate his disapproval of the party.
So the moon is in front of the sun.
Huh?
The moon is in front of the sun, in the solar.
Whatever.
The terminology is wonderful. The ones in back of the other, it's just lunar eclipse was a solar eclipse. One is.
What's the difference?
Well,
what's important is that the sun goes out. Whether it goes out because some big flyby bat drives by, or that's unimportant to the mushroom. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, because Zman Shema Orot Lokim Simen Rala Soneim Shal Yisroel, Mipnei Shemumu Madim B'Makotehem, when we find that there are eclipses, bad sign for the Jews. So name Shai Yisrael is a euphemism. Look, they're the ones that always get it. If something's going wrong in the world, who's it going to affect? It's going to affect the Jews. So what do you say? What are you saying that it's a simon for the whole world? They're the kids in the schoolyard, and they see the principal's walking in with a big stick. So which kids are going to be nervous? Me doeg. The kid that always gets beat. He's like, oh, no, not again.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects, exactly. So the Marsha explains, generally speaking, the ones that you're mocked on in the school, in a real school, are the ones that could learn but aren't learning. The ones that have the tools but aren't using their tools. So in the Bria, it's the same thing. Who are the ones that have the tools? It's Yisroel. But nobody else is interested in learning the cloud of the tools to learn. So who's the one that will get punished when the teacher comes in with the whip? It's going to be Yisroel. So therefore, if we learn that these brises, and this is the way Karen Ayer learns, that the brises really, the various maimorim here are arguing on one another. So it means the first brise that says the Chol Olam Kulay is arguing on Rabbi Meir, who says, no, it's not the Chol Olam Kulay. It's the Yisroel. Because it's always the normal one that's going to be the one that is troubled. And now this third Braisa argues on both of the above. Tanur Rabbanan. Bizman Shach Amaloka. If it's an eclipse of the sun, so then Siman Ralov de Kochavim. Then already it's a bad sign for the Goyim, because the Goyim's calendar is built on the sun. They count everything to the solar. If the Levanaz loka, then it's a simen ra l'soneihem shel Yisrael. Mipnei she Yisrael monim la levana, v'yobdei kochavim lechama. Yisrael uses the moon, so therefore if there's a simen on the moon of Likui, then it means that the mazel of Yisrael is bad at this time. V'yobdei kochavim count lechama, and therefore it's a simen ra lahim. So in other words, according to this reading, we have three different approaches in the brises. Brisa number one says it affects the entire world. Brisa number two says affects only Yisroel. Brisa number three says depends. If it's the sun, it affects the Yom HaSaila. If it's the moon, it affects Yisroel. Now, there's other ways of learning it. I mean, some say that the Bizban Shekhama Lokar or Sibban Ralokololam, means of Olo Lam the Goyim as opposed to Yisrael, as will be expressed later. When Rabbi Meir is talking about over here, Ma'orot Lokim, Ma'orot referred to the Levana and the Kochavim. So because that's already similarly Yisrael. Nimshal HaKochavim, the count of Levana. And this, is the Les Brisa simply explains in Afkamina why they're coming. That's another way of learning, which avoids the Machlokas. Many learn the Gemara like that, but they're not Brisas that are Chok themselves.
There's an implication here that if it rains during Sukkah, it's a bad omen. But some people normally believe that if it rains, like in a wedding, it's a good omen. Rain is a good sign?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, when I got married, it was pouring. And everybody was holding up my chuppah, was getting shocked because they had like little electrical lights around the chuppah. Everybody was going, ah! And my father-in-law kept insisting, it's Gishmei Brocha, Gishmei Brocha. And I say, like hell.
What did you say now?
But I'm glad you brought it up. Lamaisa, it's very interesting. There is, in fact, there's a Kabbalah that the Karen Or brings from his Rebbe, that if the Geshamim started before Sukkot, and then they're continuing now, so you can't go into your Sukkot, then it's not considered to be a Simin Klal. Simin Klal is when you come into your Sukkot, and then you get the rain poured on your head. But if Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Makdim the Geshamim, even to the Avedah, so then it's the together of Terem Yikra and Yaneh, you weren't even disfollowed yet for the Geshamim, and I'll give you the Geshamim. I tell you, I always suspect these stories, because obviously everybody wants to justify the fact that it's not a Simin Klal. But anyway, he brings that it's only Nageya if it started during Sukkot. There's an interesting Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos. The Rambam talks about if it was Yordu Geshamim B'tchilat Sukkot. For some reason, after B'tchilat Sukkot, everybody wonders what the meaning of B'tchilat Sukkot is. Some say B'tchilat Sukkot is the pshat, since it's the beginning, and there's a fee of the Uraisa that you have to eat in your sukkah, so then it becomes now a Simin Klal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Simin Klal. Just remember, where does Rambam get it from? Some say that he just means during the time that you're chayav to eat in the sukkah, as opposed to Shemini Atzeres, because we generally refer to the whole time. As Sukkot, the door is not supposed to be closed, so we can avoid the banging when everybody comes in late.
I'm sorry. Is that for anybody who would like a minute?
Huh?
Is Eretz Yisrael specific? Is it Eretz Yisrael?
Again, that depends on whether we're looking at the... No. Bad enough you're walking late, but don't make noise. She came just in time for a mint.
For a mint?
A mint. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah nachila.
No.
It depends how much this is a shayla of that which is natural. Is the simanim that are natural or not? I mean, ties into the same question.
No, I'm just curious if
you have the same. I'm saying, so again, it depends. Are we saying that it's because of the fact that it's a biyuchah thing that it goes straight onto the Ma'aris, which is Mashman, the Ma'aris like him, it's part of nature. So even if it's part of nature, it's not as if it rains continually. So if it happens like that, it could be. Don't have a riot about that. I don't see clear riot.
Also, this question, or is that all over the world?
Oh, we're getting to that now. Continues now the final brayta that a likui chama is bad for the umes ha'imam. Now, it also depends where exactly the eclipse takes place. So if the chama was lokah b'mizrach, simenrali yoshvei mizrach, Rashi learns this means the sun was towards the east. Others learn the eclipse was seen at the eastern edge of the sun. I'll let you work out the... So, b'marav, simen rali yoshvei marav, b'emtza arakia, which is clearly like Rashi, simen rali kol olam kulo. So if it's in the middle of the sky, it's a bad sign to kol olam kulo. Now, the pashtus is, of course, it's only a bad sign to those that actually saw the likui. Otherwise, it's irrelevant. those who were in the path of the Likui and saw the Likui said to them, it's a Simin Ra. That's what Kaloi Lom Kolo undoubtedly means over here. Panav Domim Ladam. Karabali Olam. So you get a red effect in the time of an eclipse. It's a sign of blood. If it's Doim El Asak, looks like an empty box. Very common. Sort of a brownish Notzeshelizim appearance. And that's a Simin of Chitze Ra'av Bal Olam. Zula zu, cheravichit seira avba in olam. Lakabe knisato, branut shohalavo. If the time of the day in which it happened is next to the zvan of shkia, so the sun is about to set, so then it means that it's not going to happen right away, the terrible things that this is a siman of, because you waited until the end of the day. So it gives giving an opportunity to wait until the bad things come. If it's b'tziyato, as soon as the sun rises, so then it's a siman, it's meheret lavo. Yeshamim chilufa dvorim. Others say it means it's the opposite, because if it happens b'shkiyato, so then it means there's no time at all. This is it. The moment that the siman is there, the sun already sets. The
end is near.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Ve'im lecha kuluma ve'uma shalokin she'en aleha loka ima. You should know that when there's a siman like this for a nation that is to be punished, then the Tsar of that nation, the god that it worships, where Rashi wrote it's the Tsar, isn't loike with it. Shema b'chol Elohim Mitzrayim Yaseh Shvatim. Ubizman shesu Elohim Mitzrayim Yaseh Shvatim. But l'maisa, all of this is just nonsense. It's only for Yisrael at a time when they're not keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. The time when we're keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, we have no interest in Simonim, in Mazolos, or anything else. Ein mityarin micholelu shenemar ko amar Hashem. All you have to do is al derech hagoyim al tilmadu umiotot hashamayim al techatu ki yechatu hagoyim mehim. It's goyim who have to worry about these things. Ovdei kochavim yechatu ve'ein Yisrael yechatu. So as long as you are separated from the derech of the goyim, you're also separated from the mazel of the goyim. Tana rabbanan. Bishvil arba'a dvarim chamalo kana lemaisa. These are simonim. Rashi says he doesn't know. He has no Kabbalah to the meaning of why Bedavka these things, where they get them from. And so obviously there are attempts that are made. Some of them seem to have immediate remez in them. So an av based in shemet, they know nispat ka'alacha. Obviously we could see that. And Av Beis Din is considered to be the light, so if he wasn't nispat properly, so the lights go out. Al Nara Murasa Shetzaka Beir Ve'en Moshiyala. Nara Murasa, again, it's at right at the bright beginning of her life and so on, and nobody is interested in helping her in a case where she's being raped, so then it's like putting out the, maybe that's a similar, it's different ways of learning this, it's light, you could have saved her, why should you do anything? Well, Mishkav Zachur, a male is like a sun, a female is like a moon. So not allowing the sun to shine, sort of treating a male as if he's secondary to another male is like putting out the sun. Al Shnei Achim Shenishpach Damam Ke'achad, same idea. You have two brothers that together represent the future of the family and so on that are killed. At the same time, it's like puts out the lights in the sky. U'bishvil arba'a dvarim me'urot, lakim. There's things that put out the ma'orot, and we saw before those that are ma'orot is bedafka the moon and the stars, in order that the brightest shouldn't be chalukah exalze. So ma'orot lokim, al kotvei plaster, people that write things that are either forgeries, forged tarot, they write things that some claiming that so and so wrote this and he never wrote it, and so on. Val me'idei edu sheker. Which destroys Eretz Yisrael because they go into other fields, you can't control them. We have kotetzei ilonot tovim, people that cut down trees, that are fruit-bearing trees and valuable trees, whether it's their own or other people's, that's considered to cause already a libri. Ubishvil arba'a dvarim nechsei ba'alei batim nimsarim l'malchut. There's four reasons that you would find that rich people's money should be given to the government. They keep the shtarot of loans that were made that had already been paid off. Marsha says not necessarily that there's an intention to use them again, They want to have a record. They want to keep it in order to be able to prove if there's a court case. They want to have all the records. But Lamaisa, if they would die and the Yisraelim would find it and so on, they would go and collect it. So then it's al tishkanda alech avla. You're not allowed to leave such a thing in your home. So that's one thing. Amla veberibi. People that make money lending to Yisrael on ribis. Generally speaking, people with money have influence. Mela, the Rashiva will say something, nobody listens. The Rav will say something, nobody listens. But the president of the show, he says something. Of course you're going to listen.
If he comes in time.
if the president he had was able to do something, and instead he keeps quiet and he tolerates things, he's not Mecha. That it causes him to lose his influence, which is his money, so his influence disappears. The Al-Shaposkim Tzedakah Barabim, they not notnim. People that publicly, and of course, I mean, their intention is, this is done all the time, right, in the parlor meetings. You know, you make up with a guy, look, you just donate 100,000 to people who, don't worry about it, we won't be too bad. It's exactly this, it actually brings that common practice. So since they pay six Tzedakah Barabim, they don't pay up the Tzedakah, so then they lose the money.
We have a discussion about this. I'm sorry, about giving without everybody knowing a name. The giving of tzedakah at the center is a very high level, and the question is asked, what if it's let known that you're doing this in order to inspire honesty?
You have that in your
Yeah, but here you don't pay. That's the problem.
Oh, you're saying that
you're saying that.
But Rebbe Rebbe's told me about it where they stopped to do it to just get...
That's the rationale. The rationale is, I'm being basic tzedakah, that's by error other people to give.
No, I'm saying, but what if they're asked to do that?
I'm saying so. All right, it depends how far you take it. Omer Rav, Bishvil Arba'a Dvarim Nichsei Ba'alei Batim Yotzim L'Timayon. There's four reasons that people stam lose their money, it goes to the government. We darsh it over there, it goes to the government, it's used L'Chonen Dalim. The Gemara Darshan said, refer to Shvor Malka, except it's not Jewish, Dalim, that's the problem. They think it's Social Security, but they leave. All right, but at least it goes to Salvation Army. You know? But there's things that Bechlal, that just people lose their money. So whether they lose their money, a kovshei skar sachir, people who make a guy come back 20 times to get the money that you promised to pay him when he finishes the job. Val oshkei skar sachir, somebody who bichlal, he keeps skar sachir. So he doesn't treat him with that zilzul of, you know, I come back at 5, you know, that horrible feeling when that's the worst. You know? So you think, okay, the guy stab a ganav. He's a ganav like any other ganav. But oshkei skar sachir is also included. V'al sheporkin ol mi'al tzavareihem v'notnim al chavareihem. We have an opportunity. So different things need to be done. So what do I need to do it for? Ask the gabbai. He'll take care of it. Not taking responsibility. Putting responsibility, which you're part of, you put it on other people. So then you're not willing to take the responsibility of your money, so then it's lost. That's definitely included, for sure. The Algasuta Ruach, and generally people that have money, they get stuck up. So because of that, they lose their money. And what's more, the Gasuta Ruach is Keneged Kulam. That's like the worst. That's Keneged all of the above. Avo ba'anavim k'tiv, Vanavim Yirshu Oretz V'Yitangu Arov Shalom. Anavim don't have to worry. The whole world, the meek shall inherit the earth. Except that Anavim doesn't mean the meek. But other than that, it would be Hadron Alaka Yoshem Tachat Asuka.
The lean nether.
Huh? Anav.
Don't do in the Heilige Perek.
Lulav Agazul V'Hayavesh Pasuk. Okay, this is the parak we have finished, the first two prokim, the dinim of the sukkah, the dinim of yeshiva of the sukkah. We're getting on to the Arba Minim. After all, we don't have that much time, just in time. And when are you starting, by the way?
some of it is here today. What's in
some today?
No, Esrogim.
What? Speak, don't give me your...
We have Esrogim with pitoms and adasim. With pitoms.
Esrogim with pitoms and adasim.
And the Lulavim are on the way.
Okay, so the Lulavim will be when, you think?
Today, and today already, or what's in it?
But, and you're going to be open today?
When they open the door.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Yes, I do. Very good. All right, so just in time for our president, speaking of presidents, just in time for our president, we have a chance to learn some of the Yikardinu. All right, so we know that there's the Pasuk of Lakachtem Lachem. Lakachtem Lachem is B'yom HaRishon. And that Lachem tells us it has to be your own. So therefore, Lulav HaGozel would be Posel. Now the question is why it's not only Yom HaRishon, since the Kachem will come Yom HaRishon. That we'll see. V'hayavesh, and the reason that a Yavesh is Posel, Rashi says it surprisingly, Rashi says Yavesh is Posel because of Zekei Levan Ve'u, and you need to have a mitzvah that's moved there. Right? So Mamela, this would Posel. Tosfos points out that the whole Gemara is built on the idea that the concept of Hadar that is said by Etrog creates Hadar. There's also now a Hekesh between Lulav and Etrog, which means that the Chiyav of Hadar, now in the Etrog it's literally the definition of which fruit, but it always defines the meaning, all of the meaning. So why would Rashi say it's dependent on Zekei Levan Ve'u? Zekei Levan Ve'u doesn't pasul. Zekei Levan Ve'u is a lechatchila. Okay, so we'll see as we go through, we'll see what the dinim are. Let's wait. We'll see. Now here's another problem. Suppose you use a lulav that grew on an asherah, which is a tree that you worship, and therefore that tree needs to be burned like any other avodas kechavim, or an irani dachat in which all of the things that are owned by the irani dachat are burned. So here we have an interesting question. No, it's not, because it's not lav le'enot mitnus. So there shouldn't be any iser in using it, right? Because I'm not being nene, doing avodah shemayim. Nonetheless, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because since a lulav has a minimal shiur, anything that is omeh to be burned is considered to be missing the shiur, because it's as if it's already, it's called tutei miktat shiurei. The shiur is being worn away because it's omeh to be burned, and therefore it doesn't have the kashibut of a shiur. If the lulav was niktam rosho, the top of the lulav was cut off. Now, the top of the lulav, says Tosfos, the pasha, the meaning of the top of the lulav, is indeed the tip. And the tip would be those two central leaves that come up now attached all the way on top, and that should be the meaning. The problem is that there's a separate psul later on, as Tosfos points out, of nitla hatiyomet, which is where the middle leaves indeed are removed. So then, what is this thing? Even if it's niktam, even if it's niktam rosho, your nitla means the whole thing is taken away. So what's the? That is different. We'll go into the pictures when we get more into it. Let's just first get an overview. Therefore, Tosfos suggests that maybe over here niktam is talking about rove of the alima el yonim. Okay, now this is one of the shitas. We'll see what there's. Many, many different approaches to these various psulim, and we'll go into them Bezrat Hashem. Nifritzu alav, which Rashi always learns nifritzu, means that the leaves became detached from the backbone, from the shidra of the leaf, the individual branches of the leaves. And they're only held on now by string. That's not nifritzu alav, that's just a broom. We'll be talking about later on. So, okay, there's other approaches. Nifritz, in a sense, they've become completely separated from it. They're still attached to the bottom. That's one possibility. And there's others which we'll also see. So in Nifridu Alav Kasher, now the Nifridu seems to be just that this is how Rashi learns, like the way the Rif learns Nifritz. So that Nifridu of here simply means that they're attached at the Shidra, but they've begun to spread apart now. They're no longer attached to the centerpiece the way it is in a normal lulav. Okay, but it's still kosher. Says Rabbi Yehuda, yes, but you need to be yagdenu melamala. It'd be kosher if you tie it on top, so that they now look like a normal lulav. But if you let the leaves spread out, so that's already not called a lulav, that's called an open leaf. Sine har habarzel. Mr. Gemara is going to discuss exactly the reference, what it's referring to. Is it a place, it's a type of lulav, and so on. But the totza'ah of growing lulavim in this har habarzel is that the leaves are very short. Individual pieces are very short. And they don't go up the way a normal lulav does. And we'll see later on that if there is a shear at which the top of the lower leaf now comes up to the bottom of the leaf above it, so then it's considered still to be a lulav, even though they're short and prickly, so they're called har habarzel. Maybe. Except that they're usually wrong, and therefore we would get into too many details to get into why they're wrong, and so it's just not worth it. Afterwards, we go into the details, so then we'll look at the pictures and see. I'm afraid to look. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim kedei lenanea bo kasher. If a lulav has three tefachim, the Gemara comes out understanding the Mishnah as a vav. Uchedei lenanea bo. Because the other meaning requires shlosha tefachim. So that means you're going to be covering the lulav anyway with the yadasim ne'arovas up to three tefachim. So the lulav, in order to be na'anea, requires an additional tefach. So if it has those three tefachim plus an additional tefach lina'anea bo, at that point, it's kosher.
So it's not shlosha tefachim kedei
lenanea. But three tefachim is keneged. The other meaning?
Two and one or three and one?
Three and one. Kaposik v'toni, says the Gemara, now look, you said lulav ha-gozel is posel. You didn't say lo shno yontav rishon, lo shno yontav sheni. By the way, yontav sheni has nothing to do with yontav sheni. What we call yontav sheni. We call yontav sheni, yontav derabonon, we call it yontav sheni. In the Gemara, yontav sheni is a reference to the other days of the Chag. It's always like this. So lo hikriv yontav rishon, yakriv yontav sheni, and so it's... It's interesting. Some say Yom Tov Sheni is referenced after Chol HaMoed. The whole machlokes of the Achronim bringing riots to it. No, we never find. We bedafka don't call it Yom Tov in Tefillah. So how can you say Yom Tov Sheni is referenced specifically Chol HaMoed? That's why I say Yom Tov Sheni is referenced to the entire rest of Yom Tov. Whatever. So if there's another Yom Tov at the end, we say the whole period besides Yom Tov Rishon. That way, it doesn't refer specifically to. Others say bedafka the way you say yes Chol HaMoed, except that we don't want it to be confused with the Yom Tov. So we leave it out of the tefillah. Don't slam it. Fine. But anyway, where do you get that idea? I understand bishlema yavesh. This is a very important yisod because the Gemara now is making a distinction between the dinim of lachem, lakachtem and lachem, and the dinim of hodah. So bishlema yavesh hadar beinan v'lek. I understand that anything that defines the nature of the mean. So it has to be a dover that's hodor. That wouldn't be negea dafki yom tov rishon. This is not the lulav I was referring to. It's not a hodor. But gazul, I understand, comes from the pasuk of lakach from lachem. The problem is that it's bishleim yom tov rishon, where it says lakach from lachem be yom harishon. So there I can darshan. Lachem, biyom harishon, fine, I'm ready to accept that. On the first day, if it's gozel, it's not lachem. But yom tov sheni, any other day, where does it say that you can't, I mean, why exactly is there a psul now, where the chiyav of netilas lulav is the rabbanan? So why is there a psul now of the shalachem? Again, according to Rashi, the nafkamina between the hadar here and the shalachem is simply a svara. Because if it's a din in zekeli v'anveyu, it's okay, the way he puts it is bishlema. I mean, if even it's a drabonin, I understand that the mitzvah, zekele mikdash, requires the same hidur. So you need the hidur mitzvah. That's what you're doing. You're doing the thing with hidur mitzvah. But Tosis' approach, based on the Gemara later on, that if it's in terms of the hekesh of what hadar is, Tosis is disturbed by why the Gemara takes for granted that Hadar would be a psul in all of the yomim. Because it also says, lachem the yom harishon priyetz hadar. So why is it priyetz hadar a function of the yom harishon too? So why we take it so simple that lachem should only be for yom harishon and hadar should be definitive? Okay, so I'm just throwing out the issues to you, then we'll start putting each thing into its place as we gradually start seeing how the Gemara develops this. Okay, so where do we get the idea Yom Tov Sheni is Epsil? My lo, why is there Dafka Adin in Lachem, even Midrabonim? Omer Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shiva Bayochai, Mishum Dafli Mitzvah Babavera. The reason that it's possible on the other days is because of a psul, which Tosfos suggested earlier, may indeed be only a psul derabanan anyway, mitzvah bo baver, which is how he explains the possibility why we need a psukim to be mamayit gezulah would be a mitzvah bo bavera, but say legabi sukkah and so on. So maybe mitzvah bo baver would only be a psul derabanan. Therefore, okay, the Torah is not samech on that, obviously, to tell you the dinim of the sukkah. But certainly the psul of mitzvah bo be'avera would be a psul that affects all the rest of the days. Tomorrow we'll get into the long sugya over here that brings rise in the union of mitzvah bo be'avera. If it's only drabbanan, so then we know why not the first one. Tomorrow, what time? I think generally 9:30 we go. Actually, the clock is early. We finish. But if people like to do the sukkah, it's better later. 9:30. That way you have a chance to be Isaac in your sukkah, and then we come. That should be fine here.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Tonon mishet Yisrach, amik beshel grisi. Now, by Abba Yosef, I made it of Yosef, until out of Ashra Zikav, come I said, Sibut, Abba Yosef, I'm out of here, buddy. Finally, my name, Abba. Omay, vay, 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 nan, tonon mishet Yisrach, amik beshel. Omar lei, ledidi, kiven anina dati, kirmur shet Yisrach, amik beshel, damili. Ton Rabbanan hayochel, besukah, v'yodu, kishamim, v'yorad, in matrich rato la'alot, ad shigmur sudato. Haya yashen tachat asukah, v'yodu, kishamim, v'yorad, in matrich rato la'alot, ad shigmur Iboilu, ad shiyeur, or ad shiyeur. Toshva, ad shiyeur, v'yale amud ha-shachar. Ken pitarte, elayim, ad shiyeur, v'yale amud ha-shachar. Moshe, l'mad avad omer, Iboilu, mi shafach lo mi? Toshva, detane, shafach lo rabo ki toro panav. V'amar lo le'eved, yevshe b'shimushcha. Ton rabon v'zman shacham aloka, simen ra lo kol olam kulo. Moshe, l'mad avad omer, l'malach basa v'dom, shasasur l'avadot. Imi ak panasif ne'em, ko asa li'em, ויאמר לעבדו, תול פנס מפניהם, ואושיבם בחושך. תניא רבי מאיר אומר, כל זמן שמורות לוקין סימן רע לסודיהם של ישראל, אומר שמלומדים במכותיהם. משל לסופר שבא לבית הספר וצורה בידו, מי דואג? מי שרגיל להכות בכל יום ויום, הוא דואג? תנא רבנו, בזמן שהחמה לא כעס סימן רע לעוברי עובדי כוכבים, לבנה לא כעס סימן רע לסודיהם של ישראל, מדי שישראל מנה לבנה. ועובדי כוכבים לחמה, לא קו במזרח סימנה ליושבי מזרח מערב, סימנה ליושבי מערב באמצע, וכי סימנה לכל העולם כולו. פון עובדו ממלדם, חרב בעלי עולם, נשא קיצרו בעולם, בזו לזו, חרב יחיצי רעב באים לעולם. לקה בכניסתו פורענות שורה לבוא, ביציאתו במהרת לבוא, ויש אומרים חילוף הדבורים. ואין לך כל אומה ואומה שלוקה שאין עליה לוקה אימה, שנאמר בכל עולם מצרים עשר שבטים. בזמן שישראל עושים את צורה שמו כאן, אין מתיירים מכל אלו שנאמר, כה אמר השם אל דרך הגויים, אל תלמדו, אל תלמדו מאותות השמיים, אל תחתו, כי יחתו הגויים מהם, ויובדי כחובים יחתו, ואין ישראל יחתו. תן רבנו, בשביל הרבה דברים לך מלוקה, עליו ביתים שמת ואינו נספט כלכה. על נערה מורצת שצעקה בעיר ומושיאלה, ועל משכב זכור, ועל שני אחים שנשפך דמם כאחד. בשביל ארבעה דברים מעורות לוקין, על כותבי פלסטר, על מידי אלו שקר, על מגד לבימדה כברת ישראל, ועל כותצי אילנות טובים, ובשביל ארבעה דברים נכסי בעלי בתים נמסורים למלכות, על מה שיש תורות רואים, על מלווה בריבית, על שהיה ספק מידו למחות ולא מיכו, ועל שפוסקים צדקה ברבים ואינם נותנים. אומר רב, בשביל ארבעה דברים נכסי בעלי בתים יוצאים לתימיון, על כובשי שכר שכיר, על עושקי שכר שכיר, על שפורקים עול מעל צוואריהם ונותנים על חבריהם, ועל גסות הרוח. וגסות הרוח כנגד כולם, אבל בענבים כתיב, ענבים ירשו ארץ ויתענגו ערוב שלום. לולב הגזול והיבש פסול של השירה ושל עירו נידחת פסול. נקטם ראשו, נפרצו עליו פסול. נפרדו עליו כשר. רבי יהודה אומר, ידנו מלמעלה. ציני הר הברזל כשרות, לולב שיש בו שלושה טווחים, וכדי לנענע בו כשר. קופוסיק וטוני לא של יום טוב ראשון, לא של יום טוב שני, בשלום יבש, אוקיי, אני אסתן. הודר באינן, אני אסתן, 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 אני א Aber Gozel, Bishlami Yom Tov Rishon, Dektiv Lachem, Mishalachem, Ela Be Yom Tov Sheni Amayla, Omri Biochel Mishalom Shemar Lachai, Mishal Bavli Mitzvah, Abba Ava Ave, all details.